worthy to glory, in their minds anyway. So I think that, you know, we can't tell yet. The investigation that's being done is really important. They're pulling together different kinds of information, different kinds of data that will help us to make that determination. But right now, the
from friends of his or anybody who knows, who's familiar with this thinking, because at this point, it seems very unrealistic.
Then we move on to sort of understanding why and how they did it.
Jack McDevitt is the Associate Dean of Research at Northeastern University and an expert on domestic terrorism. Jack McDevitt, thanks again for joining us.
That's what
we
all need.
We would all benefit from that. And let's go now to Dartmouth, Massachusetts, where WBUR's...
Whatever happens to him, happens to him. What kids actually know about the situation and what they're thinking about it, rather than impose our own sense of being so inert.
The heck off of our
The last thing is, I think it's important for kids to understand that there are things that we can do when we feel helpless that will help us feel more in control. And one of those things is to pay attention to who is helping. I think that's very important for kids. But kids also need to feel like they can do something. And the most important thing that they can do is to be a person who represents nonviolent problem solving and peaceful approaches to working things out.
Less than one last stretch of your time where it was quite dark.
Song is called Tezeta, T-E-Z-E-T-A.
You're listening to continued coverage of the Boston Marathon bombings and its aftermath on WGBH.